Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the very first Aliyah in all of Chumash, that is Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Bereishis bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaAretz, in the beginning of Hashem's creating of the Shemayim and Aretz, the Haaretz Hoysa Soyu Vavayu, when the earth was Toyu Vavayu, V'Choshech Al Panei Sohaim, with darkness on the surface of the deep, the Ruach Elokim Rechefes Al Panei Amayim, and the Spirit of Hashem was hovering over the face of the water. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Bereishis, Amar Yitzchak, he says, Lohei Tzorech L'Hasalas HaTorah El HaMechadish HaZelochem. The Torah really should begin with HaChadish HaZelochem, Shei Mitzvah Rishonish and Itzdav Yisrael. This is the first mitzvah that all of Klal Yisrael was commanded. Umatam Pasuk Bereishis. Why is it that we have to start with Bereishis, with Ma'aseh Bereishis, with the creation of the world? We should start with the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was commanded, and then at some point in time later, we'll talk about the creation of the world. So Rashi answers Mishum because of the Pasuk that says, Koyach Ma'aseh V'Gid La'Amoy, the power of his deeds he told to his people, power of his deeds meaning Ma'aseh Bereishis, La'aseh Lahem Nachlas Goyim, in order to give them the Nachla of the nations. She'im Yomer Umos Ha'il Yisrael. If the nations tell Klal Yisrael, listen about them, you're robbers. Shekavashtem Arsus Sheva Goyim, you conquered the land of the seven nations, meaning you conquered Eretz Yisrael and you stole it from us. Heim Amrim Lahem, they could always say, Kol Aretz Shel Kosh Baruch Hu, the entire earth, the entire world belongs to Hashem. Hu Barao Nusana Shay Asher Be'enav, he created it and gave it to whom it was fitting in his eyes. Bertzayin Nusana Lahem, it was his will to give it to them. Uritzayin Natalim Hem Nusana Lanu, and it was his will to take it away from them and to give it to us. And we continue trying to understand this pasuk. Bereishis Bara Eina Mikra Zeh Omer El Adrashuni, this pasuk is saying, please try to understand me. Why is that? Because if you try to understand the pasuk literally, then you would translate it as Bereishis bara Elokim, in the beginning of Hashem created the Shemayim and Aretz, and grammatically that makes no sense. So how do we understand this word Bereishis bara? Because the Torah that's called Reishis Darkai ubeshvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis Tevuasai, and that's understanding Bereishis bara Elokim because of this Reishis. Now v'imbala farshe kipshuta, if you're going to try to understand it in the basic understanding, kach parshe, this is the way to explain it. Bereishis Brias Shemayim Va'aretz, in the beginning of Hashem's creating the Shemayim and Aretz, the Haaretz Hoisaso Vayo V'Choshech, and the land was in such a state, Vayomer Elokim Yi'or, and then the third pasuk that we haven't learned yet says Hashem said there should be light. The pasuk's not teaching you the order of creation, to say that this came first and then the next thing came. If it was teaching you that, it should have said Barishayna, in the beginning, Bara Es Hashemayim Ves Haaretz. Anytime it says the word Reishis in the pasuk, that means it's automatically connected to the word afterwards. Come by, for example, Bereishis Mamlachas Yayakim, or Reishis Mamlachta, the beginning of his kingdom, Reishis Degancha, the first of your grain. In Afkana to Emer, so to hear, you'd explain it the same way. Bereishis Bara Elokim is Hashemayim, Kemoi Bereishis Barai, in the beginning of Hashem's creating, not in the beginning Hashem created. Now let's leave the rest of this Rashi and go to the next Rashi. Bara Elokim, Elokim created. V'loy Amar Bara Hashem, it does not say Hashem created. Now what's the difference between Elokim and Hashem, which is Yudke Vavke? So Elokim is Hashem's Midas Hadin, that's Hashem's attribute of strict justice, whereas Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is Hashem's Midas Harachimim, that's Hashem's Mid of mercy. Why is it that we use the word Elokim, Hashem's Midas Hadin, and not Yudke Vavke, Hashem's Midas Rachimim? So we say, Shebatchilo Olam Machshavai L'Roisim Midas Hadin, Hashem originally wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin, V'Rosh Ein Olam Eskayim, and he saw the world would not be able to last if all we had was Midas Hadin. V'Hikte Midas Rachimim, V'Shitvilu Midas Hadin, so therefore Hashem preceded, and he used Midas Rachimim, and he partnered it, or combined it with Midas Hadin, V'Hanu D'Chsev, and that's why it says another pasuk, B'Yayim Asayis Hashem Elokim, Ayretz V'Shamayim. And over here we have Hashem's Midas Rachimim before Hashem's Midas Hadin. Let's see pasuk Beis and Rashi, Toyu Vavayu, Toyu is L'Shayin Tema V'Shimam, and this is an expression of astonishment and bewilderment. Sha'adim Toyu U'mishtaymim Al-Bayu Sheba, a person is completely baffled by the complete void that is here. Toyu Ashra Dishon Balaz, Bayu L'Shayin Rekos V'Tzadu, this is an expression of emptiness and desolation. What does it mean? Al-Panei Tohayim, Al-Panei Hamayim Sha'al Aretz, on the water that was on the ground. V'Ruach L'Kim Rachefes, Hashem's spirit was hovering over the water. What does that mean? Hashem's throne of glory was in the air, hovering over the water with Hashem's spirit of his mouth and his saying, just like a dove hovers over its nest. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. And Hashem saw that the light was good, and Hashem separated between the light and the dark, and Hashem called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and it was evening, and it was morning, one day. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad, over here we also need Chazal to darshan this for us. He saw that it was not fitting that this light is going to be used by the Rishayim, and therefore he separated for Tzadikim la'asad lavai. The simple understanding of the Pasuk, He saw that it was good, and it wasn't fitting that light and darkness should serve all in one big mumble jumble. And therefore he said that this one, its boundary was during the day, and this one, its boundary is nighttime. Pasuk Hey in Rashi, the Pasuk had said, Yom Echad, one day. According to the way that we see the Parsha, it should have said Yom Rishon, as it says Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, so on and so forth. Why does it say Yom Echad? Since Hashem still at that point in time was Yachad Bailamai, he was alone, if you will, he was Yachad in his world. The Malachim weren't created until the second day. That's what we say. It's Yom Echad. It was one day. It was a day where Hashem Echad, he still reigned alone, and there was nothing else in the world besides him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, let there be a rakia in the water. And it shall separate between this water and that water. And Hashem made the rakia. And it separated between the water that was under the rakia, uvein hamayim asher me'al rakia, and between the water that was above the rakia, vayichen, and it was so. Vayikra lekim rakia shamayim, and Hashem called the rakia shamayim. Vayier vayvayker yom sheni, and it was evening, it was morning, a second day. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk vav. Vayihi rakia, yischazek harakia. That means the rakia, the firmament, the heaven, whatever you would like to translate rakia as, it shall be strengthened. Shafal pishenivru shamayim bayam rishon. Even though shamayim was created on the first day, adayim lachem hayu. They were still moist, if you will. Vakarshu basheni migaras akash baruch hu, and they congealed on the second day because of the roar of Hashem. But Amri, when he said Yehi Rakia, v'zeh shakasav, and that's understanding the pasuk Amudei Shemayim yirefafu kol yom rishayin. This means the pillars of Shemayim, they were weak all the first day. Basheni, and on the second day vayismu migarasoi ka'adam shem shtaimim va'aymin migaras ha'ma'ayim of, like a person who's shocked, he stands still because of someone who's yelling at him, so to speak. Hashem roared at the Rakia, and then they strengthened. B'seich ha'mayim, what does that mean? In between the water, in the middle of the water, in between the water. There's actually a space in between the upper waters and the rakia. It's just like there's a space in between the rakia and the water that's on the land. You learn from here that the rakia was suspended because of the statement, because of the maimer of Hashem. He fixed it in position. And that's the way he made it. Rashi says, it doesn't say on the rakia, above the rakia. Since they were hanging in the air, so that's why we say above the rakia. And now Rashi asks him, why doesn't it say the word kitav on the second day? It doesn't say the word kitav at all on the second day like it does on the first and all the other days. So Rashi answers, that's because the work with the water wasn't completed until the third day. It was started on the second day. Anything which isn't completed isn't in its fullness and goodness. And on the third day, when the work of the water was completed, and he started and completed yet another malacha on the third day, it says the word kitav twice, one because of that second work that was completed, and one because of the work that was started today, the work of the water that was completed as well. And Pasuk Ches in Rashi, Hashem called the rakia shamayim. What does shamayim stand for? So mayim, it carries water. Sham mayim, over there is water. And esh umayim she'ervan zebezev asamehem shamayim, Hashem mixed fire and water together, and he made the Shemayim out of them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Elokim, Hashem said, Yikavu ha-mayim mitachas ha-shamayim al-makayim achad. Let all the waters that are underneath the Shemayim be gathered into one place. V'seira e-hayabasha, and the dry land shall be seen. Vayichen, and it was so. Vayikra Elokim le-yabasha eretz. Hashem called the dry land, land, ulimikvei ha-mayim kar-yamim, and the gathered waters he called seas. Vayar Elokim kitov, and Hashem saw that it was good. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Yikavu ha-mayim, let them be gathered. Shtucham hayu al-pnei kol eretz v'hikvam b'kyanus. The waters were spread out all over the land, and he gathered them in the ocean. Hu ayam agadol shebuchal ayamim. This is the largest of all the seas. Pasuk Yudin Rashi kar yamim. He called them seas. V'lo yam echad hu, Rashi asks, isn't it just one sea? We just said that all the water is connected. So why are we calling it multiple seas? Why don't we just say it's the sea because it's all the same water? So Rashi explains, ela einu demit ham dag ha'olim in ayam ba'akay, dag ha'olim in ayam basfamya. The taste of the fish, even if it's the same fish that comes out of the sea by Akko, doesn't taste the same as that same fish that comes out of the sea by Asfamya. So we see, even though all water is connected, they all have their own unique taste and feel, and even the fish and the wildlife that comes from there is different. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, we're still in the third day. Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Tadshe ha'aretz desha, let the earth sprout vegetation. Esev mazriya zera, plants that bring forth seed. Eitz creates pri oisa pri liminoi, trees that produce fruit of its kind, asher zare bayal ha'aretz, which have their seed in them on the ground, vayichen, and it was so. Vatetze ha'aretz dasha, and the land brought forth vegetation, esev mazria zare limineu, producing seed of its kind, ve'et oisa pri, and trees producing fruit, asher zare bayal limineu, each containing the seed of its kind, vayar lekim kitayv, and Hashem saw that it was good. Vayi erev vayivaker, and it was evening, it was morning, yom shlishi, a third day. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yud aleph, but take a look at the second Rashi, tachei ha'aretz, tismale v'tischase levush asavim, it shall be filled and covered with a covering of plants. Blashain las nikra deshe, herbage. This is actually a word that we use in English. Herbage, H-E-R-B-A-G-E. Kulam bervivya, everything all mixed up. V'chol sharish la'atzmai nikra esev, and every root itself is called an esev. Mazriya zera, shiyigdal bay zera lizroya mimenu makam acher, that its seed should grow in it, so we could take that seed and plant it somewhere else. Eitz peri, the pasuk said. Now this is an interesting way to say a tree. So Rashi tells us, shehei tam ho'etz ketama pri. The reason why the pasuk worded it like this is because actually the tree itself, the wood itself, was supposed to taste like the fruit, the hiloi asta came, but the ground itself did not do so. Elavatetze ha'aretz, the pasuk tells us, the eitz oise peri, v'loi ve'etz peri. It wasn't that the wood itself tasted like the fruit, it's just that the wood produced something that's called fruit, but the wood itself was very tasteless, which means that the land didn't listen to Hashem. Lefikach, therefore, kishneskal Adam alavoinai, when Adam was cursed because of his sin, nifkada gam hi alavoinai neskala, it too, meaning the earth, it too was accounted for with this, and it was also cursed. Asher zare bai, hein garini kol pri, this is talking about the seed of every fruit, shemehem ilon semech shenaitem oisai, that's where the tree grows from when you plant it. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalad, ve'emer lekim and Hashem said, yihim ayers birkei Hashemayim, let there be lights in the heavens, lahavdil ben ayom ben alayla, to differentiate between the night and the day, v'hayu la'isus lumayadim, and they shall be for signs and for yamim tovim, ul'yamim v'shanim, and for days and years, v'hayu lema'ayers birkei Hashemayim, and they shall be for light in the heavens, l'hayer al ha'aretz, to shine upon the land, v'hayichen, and it was so. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yodalad, yihim ayers, miyam risha nivru, really, they were created on the first day already, v'ravid sivaleim litaz berakia, and it was only on the fourth day that he commanded them to be suspended in the rakia, v'chein kol todas shemayim v'aretz nivru b'yam rishen, really, everything that came from shemayim and aretz was actually created on the first day, v'chol echad v'chein nikba b'yam shenigzar olav, and each one was only set on the day that it was commanded to be set at, and husha kasav, and that's what it actually says in the first pasuk, es ha-shemayim, the rabbis told us same, this extra word es is coming to include anything which comes from the shemayim or that's going to be in the shemayim, and v'es ha-aretz is the rabbis told us sale, that's including anything which is coming from or that's going to be in the land. Yehima ayres, chaser vav ksiv, it's actually missing a vav, al shem shehu yoy me'era, because this teaches us that this is a day of curse, lipol askra b'tinoikas, that this terrible thing can happen to young babies, hushaninu, and this is what they teach, barvi, on the fourth day, hayim was animal askra, they actually used to fast because of this askra sickness, shali tipol b'tinoikas, so little babies shouldn't get it. Lahavdol ben ayom ben alayla, the purpose of these ma'iras is to differentiate between day and night. Mishanignas ha'ar rishon, that's only from when the original ar was hidden away. Avol mishivas me'breshes, by entire days of creation, shimshu ar v'chashach harishonim yachad, these original lights and darkness, they actually serve together, ben bayom ben balayla, during the day and at night, and therefore these ma'iras that we learn of in this pasuk are only for after the days of creation. V'hayu l'isis, and they shall be for a sign. What does that mean, they shall be for a sign? K'sha ma'iras liken, when there's something that happens to these lights, such as a solar lunar eclipse, simin rahu la'olam, there's actually a bad simon for the world. Shenemar says, u'ma'isus shemayim al techatu, pa'asayischam retzayin ha'kosh baruch hu, when you do the will of Hashem, ein atem srichim lidig men ha'pronis, you don't have to be afraid of punishments. U'lema'adim, al-shem ha'asa, this is actually referring to the future. Shasidim Yisrael etztavis al-moides, later on, Klai Yisrael is going to be commanded about keeping yom tovim, v'him nimdim l'mayil ha'avana, and they're actually counted, they're fixed from the mayil ha'avana, from the coming of the new moon. U'l-yamim, shima shacham ha'chatziyayim, shima shalvana ha'chatziyayim, the sun serves half the day, and the moon serves half the day, hariyayim shalim, that's a full day. V'shanim l'saif shin samachay yamim, at the end of 365 days, yigmru malachan b'yud beiz mazos ha'mashar samayisam, they complete their journey through the 12 constellations that serve them, v'hi shana, and that's a full year, v'chayzru maschilim pam shni l'sav b'galgo k'malachim rishayin, and they once again go back and start this entire journey as they did the first time. And Pasuk Das Vav and Rashi tells us, v'hayu l'ma'iris, now we already said that they're going to be from ma'iris, so what are we learning new in this Pasuk? Oidzai si shamshu, this is another one of the things they're going to serve as, shiri'u la'ilam, that they shine upon the world. And back to Chumash Pasuk Das Zayin, v'yasol ekim and Hashem made as shnei ha'ma'iris ha'gdolim, the two great luminaries, the two great lights, as ha'ma'ar ha'gadolim shalas ha'yayim, the great light that's going to serve during the day, as ha'ma'ar ha'katan, and the lesser light, l'm shalas ha'layla, to serve at night, v'yasak ha'chavim, and the stars. V'yitein oisam alekim berkei ha'shamayim, and Hashem placed them in the heavens, l'hayar ala ars, to shine on the earth, v'lim shal bayom v'layla, and to have domain during the day and night, u'lahavdol bein ha'or bein ha'choshech, and to separate between the light and the dark, v'yar lekim kitayv, and Hashem saw that it was good, v'yi er v'yivaker yom revi, and it was evening, and it was morning, a fourth day. Let's see Rashi. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dezayin Hama'ars HaGdoilim, Shavim Nivru, they were actually created equal, these two great luminaries. Venismat Alvana, and the moon was minimized. It was made smaller. Al Sheketchagav Amr, because it complained and it said, Yevshalash Ne Melachim Shishtam Shibkesar Echad, you can't have two kings serving under the same crown. We can't both be the same size, the moon and the sun. And therefore, Hashem made the moon smaller. The Isak HaChavim and the stars. Now, why is it that the word Isak HaChavim comes after talking about the moon? Since Hashem made the moon smaller, he increased its legions, meaning he put a lot of stars around the moon in order to calm it down a bit. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav, Hashem said, Yishrutzu Hamayim, the water should team as in T-E-E-M, Sheretz Nefesh Chaya, with living creatures, and fowl flying upon the land, Al Pnei Rikia Shemayim, over the expanse of the heavens. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav, Nefesh Chaya, Shehe Bachios, that has life in it, Sheretz, called Ever Chai, anything which is alive, Sheina Gavayim in Arts, which is not very high off the ground, Kari Sheretz, it's called a Sheretz, a creepy crawly, Ba'if, if we're talking about a Sheretz Ha'if, a bird, Kigan Zvuvim, that's like a fly, that's something that flies, but it's a creepy crawly because it's not very high above the ground. Bashkatzim, when we're talking about actual creepy crawlies on the ground, Kigan Nemalim, Chipushim, V'Toyla'im, like ants and beetles and worms, Ubabriyas, Kigan Chaylid, V'Achbar, V'Chaymet, like a weasel, a mouse, or a snail, V'Chayetz Behem, and things similar to them, V'Chal Adagim, and all the fish. Back to Chomish Pasuk Chavalf, V'Yivra Elikim Hashem created Esataninim Hagdailim, the great sea giants. They call Nevesh Achayar, Meses, and all living things that creep, Asher Shartzu Amaim Liminehem, which the waters teemed with according to their kind, face called Oif Kanaf Liminehu, and all winged fowl according to their kinds. Vayar Lakim Ki Tov, and Hashem saw that it was good. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafalf, Hataninim, Dagim Gedalim Shebayam. This is talking about great giant fish in the sea. Vidivir Agadim Hulav Yasun Ben Zugai, and Chazal tell us that this is actually talking about Lav Yasun and his mate, Shebaram Zachron Akeva. He created two of these giant fish, one male, one female. Vaharagas on Akeva, and he killed an Akeva, he killed a female, Umalchal Tzadikim Lasid Lavai, and he salted it for the Tzadikim to eat Lasid Lavai. Sheim Yifru Vierbu, if they'd be fruitful and multiply, this male and female Leviathan, Lo Yuskai Ma'ayim Lifneim, so the world wouldn't be able to be in front of them because they would be too giant and great. Nefesh Chaya, Nefesh Yesh Bachios. Again, this is a soul that has life in it. Back to Chomish Pasuk Havayez, Vayvar Chasem Lekim Lemar, and Hashem blessed them, saying, Peru Urvu, be fruitful and multiply, Umil Uis Hamayim Bayamim, and fill the waters and the seas, Vahaif Yir of Ba'aretz, and the fowl shall increase on the earth. Vayer Vayvaker Yem Chamishi, and it was evening, it was morning, a fifth day. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Havayez, Vayvar Chasem, Fishem Chasem Maisam, since people deplete them, Vitzadim Mehem Vaychum Maisam, and they're trapped and they're eaten, Hutzrichul Lebracha, therefore they need to have this blessing. Vaf Chayas Hutzrichul Lebracha, and even the Chayas, the wild beasts, they need this bracha as well. Al Pnei HaNachash Asa L'Klala, but because the Nachash, the snake, was going to end up being cursed, L'Kach Lebercha, that's why Hashem didn't bless them, Shaloye Hehu B'Chal, so that the snake should not be included in that bracha. Peru be fruitful, L'Shain Pri, this is an expression of making fruits. Klaimer meaning to say, Asu Peris, you should make fruits, you shall have offspring. Uravu, Imloy Amar El Peru, if he only said Peru that you should be fruitful, Hay Echad Melad Echad V'lo Yoser, each one would only have one child. But Uravu, now this word and multiply comes along, She'echad Melad Harbe, that means that each animal should have many animals, many offspring. And back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet, Vayomer Elokim and Hashem said, Toitzei Ha'aretz, let the earth bring forth Nefesh Chaya L'mina, living beasts to its kind, Behema, animal, Veremes, and creepies, V'chayso Eretz L'mina, and the beast of the land of its kind, by Hichein, and it was so. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Dalet, Toitzei Ha'aretz, Hu Shepi Rashi, this is what I explained previously, She'akol Nevar Miyam Rishon, everything was really created on the first day, V'lehotzchu Eloitziyam, and it only had to bring it forth. Nefesh Chaya, She'esh Bachios, that has life in it, Veremes, Heim Shratzim, this is the creepy crawlies, She'em Nemuchim, Verem Simal Aretz, that they're low and they crawl on the ground. Venirim Kilu Nigram, it looks like they're dragging themselves along. She'en Hilucha Nicker, you can't really tell that they're going along the ground. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, hey, Vayasol Ekim, and Hashem made as Chayas Ha'aretz Lemina, the beasts of the land according to their type, Vez Behema Lemina, and the animal to its type, Vez Kol Remes Ha'adam Lemineu, and all the creepy crawlies of the land according to their types. Vayar Lekim Kitaiv, and Hashem saw that it was good. Now Vayar Melekim Hashem said, Nasa Adam Betzalmenu Kidmusenu, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Vyardu Vidgas Hayom Vaifa Shemaim, Uva Behema V'chol Ha'aretz, V'chol Remes Ha'armes Ha'aretz, and they shall rule over the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the heavens, and the animals, and the whole land, and everything that crawls along the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav. Nasa Adam, An V'sanusa Shakosh Baruch Hu L'manu Mikan. We can learn of Hashem's humility from here. L'fisha Adam Hu B'dimus HaMalachim V'yiskanu Bay, since man was created in the likeness of the angels, and they're going to be jealous of man, V'kech Nimlech Bahem. Therefore, Hashem, so to speak, asked the angels for their advice of what should be done. Let's go to the next Rashi. Nasa Adam, Aval B'shalei Siyu B'tzirasai. Even though they did not help him in creating man, the Yesh Makam Leprikorsim Lerdais. And over here, there's a perfect place for heretics to be able to say, oh, it must be that there's two gods, because Hashem said, let us make man. The Pasuk still did not refrain from teaching us the proper way to act and the Midah of humility. That someone who's greater should actually ask and they should lower themselves and, so to speak, ask for permission from someone who's lower than them. Vim kasav esa adam, if it would have said, I'm going to make man, we wouldn't learn that Hashem is speaking to his bezdin. We would say that Hashem is speaking to himself. But the answer to the heretics, to the apikarsim, is right afterwards, because it says, Vayivra elekim esa adam, Hashem created man. It doesn't say they created man. So we learn from the fact that Hashem said, let us create man, that this is just a proper way of humility, that someone greater should always, so to speak, ask someone who is lesser than him, what shall be done? Bitzalmenu, bidfus shalanu in our mold, kidmusenu, lahavenu lahaskil, to understand and gain wisdom. Viyirdu vidgas hayam, yesh blashan azel l'shein ridui, ulishein rida. In this word, viyirdu, there's actually two different expressions, a lashon of ridui, which is ruling, and also a lashon of yirida, which means decline. Zacha, if a person is worthy, raida b'chayas v'behemas, so then he's going to rule over all the animals and beasts. Loi zacha, however, he's not worthy, nasa yarud lefneim, he's going to become inferior to them, v'chayim mashal hazboi, and all the beasts are going to rule over him. Back to Chumash Pasuch of Zayin, v'ayivra alikim asa adam etzalmai, Hashem created man in his image, betzalem alikim bara oisai, he created him in the image of God, zacha unikeva bara oisam, he created them male and female. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuch of Zayin, v'ayivra alikim asa adam etzalmai, betfus ha'asui loi, this is the mold that was made for him, shakal nivra b'mayim arvah hu nivra b'yadayim, everything was created with Hashem's statement, and he was created with Hashem's hands. Shenemar says, "Vatashes alai kapecha nasa b'chaisam." He was made with a stamp, kimad be'ah asuei de roshem, like a coin which is made by a press. Shekarim coin belaz. It's called a coin. V'chenu oimer. It says, "Tishapech chaimer chaisam." B'tzelam alikim bar osoi perishal chasha osoi tzelam b'tukan loy. Meaning, he was made in the image that was fixed for him. Tzelam duyekan yitzer who is the image of his creator. Zachar unikeva bar osoi. He created them a male and female. So it seems to be that Hashem created two different images, a male and a female. But lulalanu oimer. It says later on, v'ikach achas mitzalosav. He took from one of his ribs, and we learn from there that Hashem only created man, and then he created woman from him. So did Hashem create man and woman, or did he only create man, and only later create a woman? So Rashi tells us, Medrash HaGadah, Chazal teach us, Shenivru Shnei Partzufim B'Briya Rishayna, that this first creation actually had two faces, it had two sides to it, if you will. V'achar kach chilkai, and then he just split them. U'pshuto shel mekra, and the simple understanding is, Kana de'acha Shenivru Shnei Bashishi. This is just simply telling us that he created both of them on the sixth day. V'lei Pershcha Ketzar B'yosan, but he didn't tell you exactly how he created both of them on the sixth day, and that's explained later on, that first he created man, and then he created woman from man. Back to Chumash Pasuch Chav Ches, and Hashem blessed them, and Hashem told them, you shall be fruitful and multiply, and you shall fill the land, you shall conquer it, and you shall rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the heaven, and all the beasts that roam the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuch Chav Ches, chaser vav, it's missing a vav, and really it could be read as v'chav sheha, meaning to exert control over her. Lamedcha, this teaches you, shazachar kovesh sanakeva, that a man, he so to speak controls, he exerts control, he conquers the female, shaloi te yatzanis, this shouldn't be a yatzanis, which means to go out and about and to always be around, as we know, kol kvuda bas melech penima, the beauty of a Jewish princess is inside and not always going out and about. V'oi lamedcha, it's also to teach you, shahish shadarki lichbash, a man, his nature is to go and conquer, so him, mitzuv al pir avirvio, he's the one that's commanded to be fruitful and multiply. V'lo isha, a woman doesn't actually have a command of pruru avu. Back to Chumash Pasuch of Tes, V'yir melekim and Hashem said, Hinei nosati lechem, behold, I have given to you, as kol esev zareah zara asher al panei kol ha'aretz, veis kol ha'etz and all the trees asher by pri et zareah zara, that has seed producing fruit on it, lechem yel achla, that is what you should eat, ulechucha yis ha'aretz, ulechol oif ha'shamayim, and all the beasts of the land, and all the birds of the heaven, ulechol remes al aretz, and everything that creeps on the land, asher by nefesh chaya, that has life in it, as kol yarek esev la'achla, all green esev, that's given to them to eat, vahichin, and that was so. Let's just see Rashi of your pasuk lamed. Lachem yel achla ul chol chayas haaretz. Hishva lahem behemas v'chayas lamachol. They were equated to the behemas and chayas in regards to what they're allowed to eat. They're only allowed to eat that which grows from the ground. V'lai hirshal adam ul ishtoi lahamiz briya v'lechol basar. Man and his wife were not allowed to kill anything and eat the meat. Ach kol yarek esav yachl yachad kulam. Everyone in the world at that point in time had to eat that which grew from the ground. Ochshbo b'nei noach. Only once b'nei noach came along. After the mabul, hitr lahem basar. Only then meat was allowed for them. Shenamar says, kol remas asher hu chay ki yarek esav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayera lekim as kol asher asa. Hashem saw everything that he did. Vihinei toiv ma'id, and behold, it was very good. Vayi erev vayivaker yom hashishi, and it was evening and it was morning, the sixth day. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Yom hashishi, the sixth day. Hoisev hey bashishi. We have a hey, an added hey over here. The sixth day. Hashishi. Bigmar Maaseh Breishis. At the conclusion of Maaseh Breishis. Loimar to say shehisna imayim. Hashem made a stipulation with creation. Al menas sheyakabu aleim yisrael chamisha chom sheitayra, that the only way creation is going to be able to last is on condition that Klal Yisrael accepts the Chamishei Chomshei Terah as is symbolized by this extra hay. Davar Acher, another way of understanding, Yom HaShishi, Kulam Tulim Va'omdim Ad Yom HaShishi, everything was in suspension until the sixth day. Which sixth day? Hu Shishi B'Sivan, that's talking about the sixth day of Sivan, Hamuchal Matan Torah, which is already prepared for Matan Torah. Back to Chomesh Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Haaretz V'Chotz V'Am, and the Shemayim and the Aretz and all the entire array was completed. Vayichal Kim Yom HaShvi, and Hashem completed on the seventh day, Melachtoy Asher Asah, the work which he had done. Vayishbois Bayom HaShvi, and Hashem abstained on the seventh day, Mikol Melachtoy Asher Asah, from all the work that he had done. Vayivarech Kim Yom HaShvi, and Hashem blessed the seventh day, Vayikadosh Osai, and he sanctified it, Kivoy Shavas Mikol Melachtoy, because on it he abstained from all of his work, Asher Bara Lekim Lasois, which Hashem created to do. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Vayichal Kim Yom HaShvi, Hashem completed on the seventh day. Now we have a problem, because we know that Ma'aseh Bereishis was only 6 days, Hashem didn't create anything on the seventh day. So how could the Pasuk say that Hashem completed it on the seventh day? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, he explains, Basar Vadam, a regular person, flesh and blood, he doesn't know precise timing. He has to add on, he has to take from some of the week and add on to the holy because he doesn't know precisely when the non-holy blends into the holy. Hashem knows precise timing. He's able to go into the holy, into Shabbos, like a hair's breadth. To us, to our human eyes, it seems as if Hashem completed creation actually on the seventh day. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this, is Mehay Olam Chaser. What was the world missing in the 6 days of creation? Menucha, rest. Bas Shabbos, bas Menucha. But once Shabbos came along, now rest was, so to speak, created. Kol Savenigma Malacha, now all the work has been completed. Once Shabbos came, now there's rest. So Hashem didn't actually work on Shabbos, if you will, but now the Shabbos came, the world was completely created because now we actually have the concept of rest. Rashi Pasuk Gimel tells us, Vayivarech Vayikadesh, Berchei B'man, Hashem blessed the 6 day with man, Shekol Yimei HaShavua Yard Lehem Omer LaGolgalos. The entire week, one Omer per head came down, Ubashishi Lecha Mishnah, and on the 6 day, double came down, V'kidshei B'man, so Hashem, he made a Kadesh, he sanctified it with the man, Shelo Yared Klal B'Shabbos, it didn't come down at all on Shabbos, V'amikra Kosev Al Asid, and this Pasuk is actually talking about the future. Asher Barley Kim Lasois, HaMalacha Shehois Ru'il Asus B'Shabbos, this is talking about work that should have been done on Shabbos. Kafal Vasaba Shishi, Hashem doubled and he actually did that work on Friday. Kamashim Farsh Bereishis Rabbah, like was explained in Bereishis Rabbah, if you look at Ma'aseh Bereishis, every single day 3 things were created, and on Friday 6 things were created. So Hashem actually did double work on Friday and didn't do any work on Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the second Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.